Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Time is valuable. That's why Lowe's Blueprint Takeoffs turn blueprints into quotes faster. Bring us your plans, and we'll generate itemized material lists to make quoting easier so you can get back to building. Plus, at the Lowe's Pro Desk, you get access to thousands of building materials not sold in store. And when your order's ready, we'll deliver everything to the job site. Improving is easy at Lowe's.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
We've been obviously talking about Richard Allen for quite some time, but before there was Richard Allen, before the arrests were made, the FBI was involved in the matter, and they prepared that affidavit showing probable cause that Ron Logan had killed Abby and Libby, and even went as far as to say that they believe there was a probable cause that he committed the crimes. There was that rift between the FBI and local officials working the case at that time. And yes, I'm getting this directly off of a tweet that you had put up there. But you stated it so eloquently. Ron Logan, he's dead now, but he was a person of interest, at least with the FBI. Take us back. How did this all break apart? And why did the local officials not want to pursue looking at Ron more when you have the FBI saying, hey, look, we do have a few more resources than you, and here's what we're coming to you with. Why be so flippant and move on to somebody else or other things that don't really have as strong of a case behind them?
Oh, boy, Tony, this case is, as you can probably tell by my profile on my Twitter, where I feature those two girls, you know, Abby and Libby. There's so much to this case for those who have studied it very deeply, and in regard to the Bureau and, you know, the local authorities and state authorities, there was such an issue with an issue of who was going to be the top dog, I think. And that got so much in the way of proper police investigation, and we're seeing it start to come out now, and it's only going to be worse. And what's terrible is, is it going to turn out to be Richard Allen? Will he be convicted? Was it truly Ron Logan? Was it Odinus? The problem is there is so much at issue with how this crime was investigated, which in part is evident by the amount of time it took to come to anyone being charged. But in terms of why Ron Logan wasn't looked or wasn't believed, I guess, to be a part of this was really, it's inexplicable. I mean, the word given, and I'm going to be posting the release of him as a suspect, if you will, by law enforcement. I think I have that archive somewhere, is basically because he was too old to commit the crime. And I just laugh at that because this was a guy who got around very well. He was a large man. Listen, the crime was committed on his property, you know, feet from his house, not a few feet. I think it was 1,000 feet, but, you know, within a very short distance of his home. It just takes a lot of courage for somebody who doesn't live on the property to go on somebody's property, kill two children and stage them. And this was, of course, a lot of the reason people, including the FBI agents involved, thought it was Ron Logan. But there were many others. He made a fake alibi as to where he was at the time, and he got somebody to lie on his behalf. Now, a lot of people said, well, he was worried because he had a suspended license and didn't want to be caught driving around. Well, I find that ridiculous because he drove around all the time on his suspended license. So I wasn't buying that. It's still, to me, this crime is very perplexing. The whole fact that we have somebody on video, Tony. On video, with their voice on video. And that was another thing. You know, the FBI did voice analysis, and the FBI will never tell you that voice is this person's voice. What they will tell you is there are characteristics that are the same, or that it is, they can tell you that it is not that voice. In other words, in this case, they could not say it wasn't Ron Logan's voice because there were characteristics that were the same, if that makes sense.
Is it too far of an assumption to go and say that the person who was on the video, the man walking, is the person that committed the crimes? Could it, I mean, in theory, could that not have just really been somebody out for a walk that was there at that point in time and really had no idea what was about to happen to these girls?
No, I think that it was the person who committed the crime. You know, now that we have even more analysis of that 40 plus second video, it's, hey, guys, down the hill, particularly Libby, you know, feels, I think, probably threatened or concerned. Thus, she even takes the video that she takes. And it's believed, of course, then he, you know, coerced them down the hill using possibly a gun, and then, you know, took them to the site where he, you know, really spent a lot of time murdering them. Yeah. I don't know if people really understand the time involved. I mean, their clothes were removed. Libby's clothes were put on to Abby. Libby was left naked. They were taken from where they were killed, a short distance, and propped up on against trees. Then they were covered with brush that, of course, people are saying, oh, this was, you know, part of the Odinistic ritual. I think it was just to obscure them from being found. And we know it took hours for them to be found. They went missing at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon one day, and they weren't found till the next morning. So it's, you know, this is one of those cases, the Bureau and their findings and those investigators did not line up with what state and locals thought. And without the state and locals inviting the Bureau into their venue, they're not going to be involved. And they weren't involved, as you saw at the press conference, as an example. There was no FBI there. And so,
well, and we're also seeing obviously a lot come out about a cover up, and it, regardless of whether we believe Richard Allen had anything to do with this or not, the way that all this was handled by Tony Liggett is shocking. Just the information that did come out that was not relayed or lied about or misdirected. Does someone like Tony Liggett, I mean, with that, the only way that we're going to get somewhere on this with a legitimate investigation, not just let's keep pursuing and charging Richard Allen. Does someone like him, does the system itself there, does the local law enforcement who is pushing out the FBI, does all that need to be moved out and changed in order to get a legitimate investigation going on here with fresh eyes and the already information that the FBI has attained on this?
In my opinion, it does. And I'm not necessarily just trying to tout the FBI. Remember, this has been years, and that agent is likely not even in that office. But a whole fresh look, just take it out of the hands of how this was mishandled. And I think you're going to find, Tony, there are many other issues that are going to come out at, you know, that are going to be found out during discovery. And certainly others that were involved in that case from the state and local level that know what went on and know issues that happened. And that's all going to come out. And sadly, at the end of the day, Tony, will those girls ever get justice?
That's what's
in the balance.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.